Welcome back to all our listeners, and I hope that you have been blessed hearing all of the wonderful interviews that we have recently did for all of you, and hopefully you have been blessed. And don't worry, we still have a few more to come, or I should say a lot more to come, that hopefully you'll feel blessed and learn a lot from. However, it's been a little while since we have done a devotional. However, before we start our devotional, let us all close our eyes and come to Jesus in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, I don't know who or where the people listening, but Lord, I pray that you touch their heart. And Lord, I pray that you bring the Holy Spirit in me, that I say what needs to be said so that it will benefit people listening to us right now. Lord God, I thank you for this wonderful day, and I pray that everybody listening will have a good one as well, and that they'll be blessed, not through my voice, but through the words that I speak, that does not come from me, but comes from you. And thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Annette and I discussed that we will do Proverbs another time, but for now, we feel like it is better for us to do devotional in the book of John. And let us start first reading John chapter 1, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. As you can see in here, it clearly tells us that if anybody questioned that God exists, tell them, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God's always been there from the very beginning. And it just want to let you know that He made the world and everything around us. Basically, through the words that I have read, it just clarifies and tells us that science proof that creation exists, because God created everything. He created the universe. He created all the beautiful flowers you see, the beautiful butterflies, the air we breathe in. And you know what's the most important thing that God is so proud of that He created? He created you. He created us. He created humans from His own image. I just feel like I want to let you know that He created us because He loves us. And I pray that you will always remember and you will always feel the love of God in your life, and that He created you for a purpose. I don't know what's going on with your life, but I want you to know that you are, and that God loves you, and you are created for a purpose. I hope that this devotional that I did have been a blessing to you, and that I was able to remind you how important you are to God, and that how much He loves you. And now let us end this devotional and come to Jesus in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, thank you for the message that you have given to us. Thank you for reminding us that you created everything, and all of us are so blessed and thankful that you created us. Pray for the lives of everybody listening, that may they always remember, come to you, Jesus, daily. And that they always remember that you are the creator of everything, and that you created us out of love. And that I hope and pray that the listeners are always reminded of how much you love them. Bless each and everybody that listens into our podcast, and may they will also be a blessing to others. And if they haven't accepted you in their life, I pray, Lord, that they will make that decision. Thank you, dear Jesus, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a blessed day. Until next time, always remember, come to Jesus daily. Stay blessed.
Of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tower. tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, and as I stumble through the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. Universe, the universe.